感謝主，我哋又有機會喺主嘅面前嚟相聚。
Thank the Lord, He provides us another opportunity to come to meet with Him.
呢啲日子一直同弟兄姊妹用一件事呢個嚟做題目。
In these last days, I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters with the theme of one thing.
所以今朝早仍然喺呢一個題目上面同弟兄姊妹繼續嘅交通。
So this morning I would like to continue along that track of thinking.
我哋睇一段嘅聖經啊。
So let's turn to a scriptural passage.
喺馬可福音第十章。
Recording the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10.
第由由十七節開始啦，我哋已經以往已經係讀過嘅。不過我哋今朝早繼續由第十七節開始，馬可福音第十章十七節開始。
We've read through this particular passage before, but we will once again come to it this morning. We will begin with verse 17.
十七節，請聽我讀。耶穌出來行路的時候，有一個人跑來，跪在他面前。问他说：良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说：你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说：夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
Please listen as I read through this passage, beginning with verse 17. And as he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and began asking him, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, and honor your father and mother. And he said to him, Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up. And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him, and said to him, One thing you lack. Go and sell all you possess, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But at these words, his face fell, and he went away grieved, for he was one who owned much property.
我想大家再留意二十一节嗰度话，耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
I would like to draw brothers and sisters' attention to verse 21. It reads there, and looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him.One thing you lack, go and sell all you possess, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
好，我们再看马太福音第十六章。
Let us now turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章的第二十四节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
因为刚才马可福音那里说你还要来跟从我。
In the Gospel of Mark, the passage we just read, the last line of that verse, it says, Come, follow me.
马太福音就讲给我们听跟随主是什么事情。
Now, in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, now it tells us what it actually means to come follow after Jesus.
他说有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Verse 24, it says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
好，我们今天读圣经又读 到咁多，係嘛？
This is the end of our scriptural reading for today.
我哋再一次低低頭祈禱。
Let's come together in prayer.
主耶穌，多謝你。
Jesus Christ, we thank you.
多謝你讓我哋早上嚟到你自己嘅面前。
We thank you that you allow us to come before your presence this morning.
求主用你嘅話繼續嘅嚟引導我哋。
May you continue to draw us to you through your words.
主啊，願意你將呢啲話亦都放在我哋嘅心中。
We ask that you place these words into our hearts.
讓我哋呢個人因著你就可以起變化。
And that's because of you that we are able then to change.
求主引導我哋。
May you lead us.
奉主耶穌嘅名祈禱。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 頭先我哋所讀嘅嗰段嘅經文。
In the passage that we just read,
在馬可福音裏面的，我們不單止是今次我們讀過，我們早一輪我們都看過的。
The passage recorded in the Gospel of Mark is a passage that we've read before, and the passage that we just finished reading today.
講到有一個人來到耶穌的面前，來到問主耶穌關於怎樣去承受永生的事。
And it tells us of an individual who comes running to the Lord to ask how he might be able to inherit eternal life.
当主耶稣同佢一路嚟到交通嘅时候，
and as the Lord conversed and fellowshiped with him,
发觉佢系真系识得律法嘅。
The Lord realized that this was an individual that knew the law.
佢又守过律法嘅。
And that he kept the law.
于是主就同佢讲。
And that's therefore Jesus said to him,
虽然你守咗好多呢个律法。
Although you have kept many commandments,
主话仲差一件喎。
But there is one thing that you lack.
仲差一件，只有一件嘅啫。
There's just one more thing which you lack.
而主耶稣所讲嘅呢个一件事有两方面嚟睇。
But this one thing that the Lord was referring to has two distinct areas.
第一点就系话你要变卖你嘅所有。
The first was for him to sell all that he possessed.
咁样之后咧，你就有财宝喺天上边啦。
Because in doing so, he is able to store up treasures in heaven.
原来当人嘅心思唔喺地上嘅时候
，So any individual when their heart no longer is focused on this earth，
或者话人嘅心思唔被地上边嘅所有嘅好处嚟到牵累住嘅时候
，To put it another way。Whenever any individual is no longer bound or tied down by the goodness of this world,
而佢嘅心系转向神
and that individual's heart is turned towards God,
咁佢喺天上边就有财宝系为佢嚟预备
then this individual will have treasures stored in heaven.
意思即系话属地嘅事情，你再唔去。
In other words, if you no longer are tainted by the things of this world, you now have an investment in the things of heaven. This is one aspect.
另外嗰方面,
there is a second aspect.
主所提过佢所缺嘅嗰一件,
the second aspect to what Jesus said was lacking in this young man.
就是还要来跟从我。
That is,Come, follow me.
这个是积极的那方面的跟随。
Now, this is a proactive perspective.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你一定要知道，这个是讲到跟随主，并不是讲到跟随任何的制度。
But brothers and sisters, make clear that this is referring to following Jesus Christ, not referring to following some sort of legalistic system.
或者机构。
Or a particular organization,
或者是教条，或者是宗派
or a particular type of teaching, or a particular religion.
甚至乎主耶稣在这里没讲到说你要跟随基督教。
Even to the point, we have to understand, the Lord here does not say we have to follow Christianity.
这是讲到要跟从主耶稣。
But rather, it's very specific to say,Follow me, referring to Jesus Christ.
跟随主在希列文里面又是用两个字来到拼在一起的。
Now, in the original text, this particular phrase is made up by two particular words.
一个是联合。
One is means to be united with or associated with.
一个是一条路.
The other refers to meaning one path.
合起上来就话同一条路.
So we put all together in the original text, it means that we are united or put together along one singular path.
所以跟随主, 即是走同一条路.
So following the Lord means that we are traveling along one singular path.
主耶稣说, 你要来跟随我.
The Lord says, come, follow me.
就说, 你来同我走一同一条路.
That means, come along and let us walk together along this path.
你来跟随我.
Come, follow me.
我行这里, 你就行这里.
If I walk this way, you walk this way.
我怎样走, 你就怎样走.
In whatever manner or fashion I walk, you walk in a similar fashion or manner.
我向某一个方向, 你就向某一个方向.
If I'm heading towards a particular direction, you too head towards that direction.
这样叫做跟随主.
And this is what is meant by following the Lord.
有一个姊妹, 我们认识, 有一次去 San Jose, 食夜定咩, 我唔记得咗系咩事情.
I remember there was one particular sister, and one time she was, I think, traveling to San Jose, possibly to find a restaurant of some sort.
咁佢又揸住一架车, 我同另外一个弟兄系佢细佬嚟嘅, 咁亦揸住一架车.
And so she was in one car, she was a driver in one car. I was in another car, and I was with her younger brother.
咁因为 佢唔系几识路, 所以佢细佬就话嗱, 你跟住我啦, 我喺前边. 开了,
now, she was not very familiar with the area, so her younger brother specifically told her before we started off, make sure you follow me, you follow where I'm going to go.
啊, 你看着前面那个车啊, 我就在你前面, 你跟着我啊。
I'm just going to be in the car in front of you, so just follow the car in front of you.
他们一起走,
so then they started off.
但是走着走着就不见了他,
but not long afterwards, the younger brother couldn't find his sister behind him.
后来不知一大段时间才找回他, 原来呢, 他转了弯, 我们直去, 那他又转弯。
Ultimately, they met up again, but what happened was that she had made a turn where he had just gone straight.
后来问他, 为什么你转弯呢? 你明白了, 你说跟着我向前行嘛。
And so he queried and said, why did you turn? We already said that you're going to follow wherever I'm going to go.
咁我唔知啊, 我就跟住前面架车, 前面架车转, 我咪转咯, 我以为系你啦嘛。
And so she goes, well, I don't know, I was just following the car in front. You told me to follow the car in front, well, I did. The car turned, so I turned. I didn't know that that wasn't your car.
弟兄姊妹, 咁样唔系叫跟啊。
Brother and sister, that's not what we talk, that is not following.
弟兄姊妹, 我哋跟随主, 唔系跟随某一个人。
Brother and sisters, when we follow the Lord, it is not equated to following someone.
亦都唔系跟随某一个嘅机构.
It doesn't mean you follow after a particular set of rules.
Yeah. 唔系好似啊，嗰架车都系一样啦，后边睇系嘛。 嗰个你细佬喺边度啦嘛？ 咁你要跟佢啊嘛，系嘛？
So all cars look alike, right? From the rear? No, you have to follow your younger brother. You need, she should have just followed along that particular car.
我哋跟随主系只系跟随耶稣基督，唔系其他嘅东西。
When we follow the Lord, we follow Jesus Christ only, not following something else that's like it.
咁你话呢？我哋点知啊？而家主耶稣又唔喺地上边。
You might ask, well, how do we know? It's not like Jesus Christ was here on earth or something.
弟兄姊妹，呢本圣经话俾我哋听。
Brothers and sisters, this book, this is the Bible. This tells us
主耶稣有佢嘅道路。
That Jesus Christ has his way.
只要我哋从神嘅话嘅里边，我哋睇见。
If only we would be able to see it when we look into His words.
神会指示我们,
then God will direct us.
我很喜欢介绍朋友弟兄姊妹来读约翰福音.
I encourage brothers and sisters to read through the Gospel of John.
因为约翰福音它一开头的时候,
because from the very beginning of the Gospel of John,
我们知道那里有一个人叫做施浸约翰,
we know that there is a individual.
感谢主，我们又有机会在主的面前来相聚。
Thank the Lord. He provides us another opportunity to come to meet with him.
这些日子一直跟弟兄姊妹用一件事来做题目。
In these last days, I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters with the theme of one thing.
所以今早我仍然在这个题目上跟弟兄姊妹继续的交通。
So this morning, I would like to continue along that track of thinking.
我们看一段的圣经。
So let's turn to a scriptural passage.
在马可福音第10章。
Recording the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10.
由17節開始,我們以往已經是讀過的,不過我們今早繼續由第17節開始,馬可福音第10章,17節開始.
We've read through this particular passage before, but we will once again come to it this morning. We will begin with verse 17.
17節請聽我讀,耶穌出來行路的時候,有一個人跑來,跪在他面前。 问他说：良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？ 耶稣对他说：你为什么称我是良善的？ 除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。 诫命你是晓得的， 不可杀人，不可奸淫， 不可偷盗， 不可作假见证， 不可亏负人， 当孝敬父母。 他对耶稣说：夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了。
Please listen as I read through this passage, beginning with verse 17. And as he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and began asking him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, and honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up." And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But at these words, his face fell, and he went away grieved, for he was one who owned much property.
我想大家再留意21節那裡說，耶穌看著他就愛他對他說，你還缺少一件去變賣你所有的分給窮人，就必有財寶在天上，你還要來跟從我。
I would like to draw brothers and sisters' attention to verse 21. It reads there, "And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, 'One thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.'"
好，我们再看马太福音第16章。
Let us now turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第16章的第24节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
因为刚才马可福音那里说，你还要来跟从我。
In the Gospel of Mark, the passage we just read, the last line of that verse, it says, "Come, follow me."
马太福音就讲俾我哋听，跟随主系咩事情？
Now, in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, now it tells us what it actually means to come follow after.
佢话有人要跟从我。 就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。Verse
24, it says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'"
好，我们今天读圣经又读到这么多，是吗？
This is the end of our scriptural reading for today.
我们再一次低头祈祷。
Let us come together in prayer.
主耶稣，多谢你。
Jesus Christ, we thank you.
多谢你让我哋早上来到你自己嘅面前。
We thank you that you allow us to come before your presence this morning.
求主用你嘅话继续嘅嚟引导我哋。
May you continue to draw us to you through your words.
主啊，愿意你将呢啲话语都放在我哋嘅心中。
We ask that you place these words into our hearts.
让我哋呢个人因着你就可以起变化。
And that's because of you that we are able then to change.
求主引导我哋。
May you lead us.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 刚才我哋所读嘅嗰段嘅经文。
In the passage that we just read,
在马可福音里面的，我们不单只是今次我们读过，我们早一轮我们都看过的。
The passage recorded in the Gospel of Mark is a passage that we've read before, and the passage that we just finished reading today.
讲到有一个人来到耶稣的面前，来到问主耶稣关于怎样去承受永生的事。
And it tells us of an individual who comes running to the Lord to ask what or how he would might be able to inherit eternal life.
当主耶稣同佢一路嚟到交通嘅时候
，and as the Lord conversed and fellowship with him，
发觉佢系真系识得律法嘅。
The Lord realized that this was an individual that knew the law.
佢又守过律法嘅
，and that he kept the law。
于是主就同佢讲
，and that's therefore Jesus said to him。
虽然你守咗好多呢个律法
，although you have kept many commandments，
主话仲差一件
，but there is one thing that you lack。
仲差一件，只有一件嘅啫。
There's just one more thing which you lack。
而主耶稣所讲嘅呢个一件事有两方面嚟睇。
But this one thing that the Lord was referring to has two distinct areas。
第一点就系话你要变卖你嘅所有。
The first was for him to sell all that he possessed.
咁样之后呢，你就有财宝喺天上边啦。
Because in doing so, he is able to store up treasures in heaven.
原来当人嘅心思唔喺地上嘅时候
，So any individual when their heart no longer is focused on this earth，
或者话人嘅心思唔被地上边嘅所有嘅好处嚟到牵累住嘅时候。
To put it another way, whenever any individual is no longer bound or tied down by the goodness of this world,
而他的心是转向神,
and that individual's heart is turned towards God,
那他在天上边就有财宝是为他来预备,
then this individual will have treasures stored in heaven.
意思就是说属地的事情你再唔去掂嘅时候，属天嘅事情就有你份啦。
In other words, if you no longer are tainted by the things of this world, you now have investment in the things of heaven.
呢个系一点。
This is one aspect.
另外嗰方面
，there is a second aspect.
主所提嘅话，佢所缺嘅嗰一件。
The second aspect to what Jesus said was lacking in this young man.
就系还要来。跟从我
，That is, come, follow me.
呢个系积极嘅嗰一方面嘅跟随。
Now, this is a proactive perspective.
但系亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹，你一定要知道呢个系讲到跟随主，并唔系讲到跟随任何嘅制度。
But brothers and sisters, make clear that this is referring to following Jesus Christ, not referring to following some sort of legalistic system.
或者机构。
Or a particular organization,
或者系教条，或者系宗派
，or a particular type of teaching or a particular religion.
甚至乎主耶稣喺呢度冇讲到话你要跟随基督教。
Even to the point, we have to understand the Lord here does not say we have to follow Christianity.
呢系讲到要跟从主耶稣
，but rather is very specific to say。Follow me, referring to Jesus Christ.
跟随主在希列文里面又是用两个字来到拼在一起的。
Now, in the original text, this particular phrase is made up by two particular words.
一个是联合。
One means to be united with or associated with.
一个是一条路。
The other refers to meaning one path.
後來上來就說, 同一條路。
So we put all together in the original text, it means that we are united or put together along one singular path.
所以跟隨主, 即是走同一條路。
So following the Lord means that we are traveling along one singular path.
主耶穌說, 你要來跟隨我。
The Lord says, come, follow me.
就說, 你來跟我走一同一條的路。
That means, come along and let us walk together along this path.
你來跟隨我。
Come, follow me.
我走這裡, 你就走這裡。
If I walk this way, you walk this way.
我怎樣走, 你就怎樣走。
In whatever manner or fashion I walk, you walk in a similar fashion or manner.
我向某一個方向, 你就向某一個方向。
If I'm heading towards a particular direction, you too head towards that direction.
這樣叫做跟隨主。
And this is what is meant by following the Lord.
有一個姊妹, 我們認識有一次去San Jose, 食夜還是什麼, 我忘記了是什麼事情。
I remember there was one particular sister, and one time, she was, I think, traveling to San Jose, possibly to find a restaurant of some sort.
咁佢又揸住一架車, 我同另外一個弟兄係佢細佬嚟嘅, 咁亦揸住一架車。
And so she was in one car, she was a driver in one car. I was in another car, and I was with her younger brother.
咁因為, 佢唔係幾識路, 所以佢細佬就話, 你跟住我啦, 我喺前面。
Now, she was not very familiar with the area, so her younger brother specifically told her before we started off, make sure you follow me, you follow where I'm
going to
go.
I'm
just going to be in the car in front of you, so just follow the car in front of you. So then they started off. But not long afterwards, the younger brother couldn't find his sister behind him.
後來不知一大段時間才找回他,原來他轉了彎,我們直去,他又轉彎。Ultimately,
they met up again, but what happened was that she had made a turn where he had just gone straight.
後來問他,為什麼你轉彎,你說跟著我向前行嘛?
And so he queried and said, why did you turn? We already said that you're going to follow wherever I'm going to go.
咁我唔知啊，我就跟住前面架車，前面架車轉，我咪轉咯，我以為係你啦嘛。
And so she goes, well, I don't know. I was just following the car in front. You told me to follow the car in front. Well, I did. The car turned, so I turned. I didn't know that that wasn't your car.
弟兄姊妹，咁樣唔係叫跟啊。
Brothers and sisters, that's not what that is not following.
弟兄姊妹，我哋跟隨主，唔係跟隨某一個人。
Brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, it is not equated to following someone. It doesn't mean you follow after a particular set of rules.
Yeah. 唔係好似,架架車都係一樣啦,後面睇,係咪?你細佬喺邊度啦嘛? 咁你要跟佢嘛,係咪?
So all cars look alike, right, from the rear? No, you have to follow your younger brother. She should have just followed along that particular car.
我們跟隨主,只要去跟隨耶穌基督,不是其他的東西。
When we follow the Lord, we follow Jesus Christ only, not following something else that's like it.
咁你話,我們怎麼知道,現在主耶穌又不在地上面?
You might ask, well, how do we know? It's not like Jesus Christ was here on earth or something.
但是這本聖經告訴我們,
brothers and sisters, this book, this is the Bible. This tells us
主耶穌有他的道路,
that Jesus Christ has His way.
只要我們從神的話裡面, 我們看見,
if only we would be able to see it when we look into His words,
神會指示我們,
then God will direct us.
我很喜歡介紹朋友弟兄姊妹來讀約翰福音。
I encourage brothers and sisters to read through the Gospel of John.
因為約翰福音,他一開始的時候,
because from the very beginning of the Gospel of John,
我們知道那裡有一個人叫做施浸約翰,
we know that there is an individual.
感謝主,我們又有機會在主的面前來相聚。
Thank the Lord, He provides us another opportunity to come to meet with him.
這些日子一直跟弟兄姊妹用 一件事呢個嚟做題目。
In these last days, I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters with the theme of one thing.
啊，所以今朝早仍然喺呢一個題目上邊同弟兄姊妹繼續嘅交通。
So this morning, I would like to continue along that track of thinking.
啊，我哋睇一段嘅聖經啊。
So let's turn to a scriptural passage.
喺馬可福音第十章。
Recorded in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10.
由十七節開始啦，我哋以往已經係讀過嘅。不過我哋今朝早繼續由第十七節開始，馬可福音第十章十七節開始。
We've read through this particular passage before, but we will once again come to it this morning. We will begin with verse 17.
十七節，請聽我讀。耶穌出來行路的時候，有一個人跑來，跪在他面前。問他說：良善的夫子，我當做什麼事才可以承受永生？耶穌對他說：你為什麼稱我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再沒有良善的。戒命你是曉得的：不可殺人，不可奸淫，不可偷盜，不可作假見證，不可虧負人，當孝敬父母。他對耶穌說：夫子，這一切我從小都遵守了。耶穌看著他就愛他，對他說：你還缺少一件，去變賣你所有的，分給窮人，就必有財寶在天上，你還要來跟從我。他聽見這話，臉上就變了色，憂憂愁愁地走了，因為他的產業很多。
Please listen as I read through this passage, beginning with verse 17. And as he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and began asking him, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, and honor your father and mother. And he said to him, Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up. And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, One thing you lack. Go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But at these words, his face fell, and he went away grieved, for he was one who owned much property.
我想大家再留意21節嗰度話，耶穌看著他就愛他，對他說：你還缺少一件，去變賣你所有的，分給窮人，就必有財寶在天上，你還要來跟從我。
I would like to draw brothers and sisters' attention to verse 21. It reads there, And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, One thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
好，我们再看马太福音第十六章。
Let us now turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章的第24节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24。
因為剛才馬可福音那裡說你還要來跟從我。
In the Gospel of Mark, the passage we just read, the last line of that verse, it says, Come, follow me.
馬太福音就告訴我們跟隨主是什麼事情。
Now, in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, now it tells us what it actually means to come follow after Jesus.
他說有人要跟從我，就當捨己，背起他的十字架來跟從我。
Verse 24, it says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
好，我們今天讀聖經又讀這麼多，行嗎？
This is the end of our scriptural reading for today.
我们再一次低头祈祷。
Let us come together in prayer.
主耶稣，多谢你。
Jesus Christ, we thank you.
多谢你让我们早上来到你自己的面前。
We thank you that you allow us to come before your presence this morning.
求主用你的话继续来引导我们。
May you continue to draw us to you through your words.
主啊，愿意你将你的话语都放在我们的心中。
We ask that you place these words into our hearts.
让我们这个人因着你就开始变化。
And that's because of you that we are able then to change.
求主引导我们。
May you lead us.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 刚才我们所读的那段的经文。
In the passage that we just read.
在马可福音里面的，我们不单只是今次我们读过，我们早一轮我们都看过的。
The passage recorded in the Gospel of Mark is a passage that we've read before, and the passage that we just finished reading today.
讲到有一个人来到耶稣的面前来问主耶稣关于怎样去承受永生的事。
And it tells us of an individual who comes running to the Lord to ask how he might be able to inherit eternal life.
当主耶稣同他一路来到交通的时候。
And as the Lord conversed and fellowshiped with him,
发觉他是真的懂得律法的。
The Lord realized that this was an individual that knew the law.
他又守过律法的。
And that he kept the law.
于是主就同他说。
And that's, therefore, Jesus said to him,
虽然你守了很多的律法。
Although you have kept many commandments.
主说还差一件。
But there is one thing that you lack.
还差一件。只有一件而已。
There's just one more thing which you lack.
而主耶稣所讲的这个一件事有两方面来看。
But this one thing that the Lord was referring to has two distinct areas.
第一点就是说你要变卖你的所有。
The first was for him to sell all that he possessed.
这样之后呢你就有财宝在天上面了。
Because in doing so, he is able to store up treasures in heaven.
原来当人的心思不在地上的时候。
So any individual, when their heart no longer is focused on this earth,
或者说人的心思不被地上边的所有的好处来到牵累住的时候。
To put it another way, whenever any individual is no longer bound or tied down by the goodness of this world,
而他的心是转向神。
And that individual's heart is turned towards God.
咁佢喺天上边就有财宝系为佢嚟预备。
Then this individual will have treasure stored in heaven.
意思即系话属地嘅事情，你再唔去掂嘅时候，属天嘅事情就有你份啦。
In other words, if you no longer are tainted by the things of this world, you now have investment in the things of heaven.
这是一点。
This is one aspect.
另外那方面，
there is a second aspect.
主所提过他所缺的那一件。
The second aspect to what Jesus said was lacking in this young man.
就是还要来跟从我。
That is, come, follow me.
这个是积极的那方面的跟随。
Now, this is a proactive perspective.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你一定要知道这个是讲到跟随主，并不是讲到跟随任何的制度。
But brothers and sisters, make clear that this is referring to following Jesus Christ, not referring to following some sort of legalistic system.
或者机构。
Or a particular organization,
或者是教条，或者是宗派
or a particular type of teaching, or a particular religion.
甚至乎主耶稣在这里没说到说你要跟随基督教。
Even to the point, we have to understand, the Lord here does not say we have to follow Christianity.
这是说到要跟从主耶稣。
But rather, it's very specific to say,Follow me, referring to Jesus Christ.
跟随主在希列文里面又是用两个字来拼在一起的。
Now, in the original text, this particular phrase is made up by two particular words.
一个是联合。
One means to be united with or associated with.
一个是一条路。
The other refers to meaning one path.
合起上来就是说 同一條路。
So we put all together in the original text, it means that we are united or put together along one singular path.
所以跟隨主即是走同一條路。
So following the Lord means that we are traveling along one singular path.
主耶穌說你要來跟隨我。
The Lord says, come follow me.
就說你來跟我走一同一條路。
That means, come along and let us walk together along this path.
你來跟隨我。
Come follow me.
我行這裡你就行這裡。
If I walk this way, you walk this way.
我怎樣走你就怎樣走。
In whatever manner or fashion I walk, you walk in a similar fashion or manner.
我向某一個方向你就向某一個方向。
If I'm heading towards a particular direction, you too head towards that direction.
這樣叫做跟隨主。
And this is what is meant by following the Lord.
有一個姊妹我們認識有一次去 San Jose, 食嘢定咩？我唔記得咗係咩事情。
I remember there was one particular sister, and one time, she was I think traveling to San Jose, possibly to find a restaurant of some sort.
咁佢又揸住一架車，我同另外一個弟兄係佢細佬嚟嘅，咁亦揸住一架車。
And so she was in one car. She was a driver in one car. I was in another car, and I was with her younger brother.
咁因為佢唔係幾識路，所以佢細佬就話：嗱，你跟住我啦，我喺前面。
Now, she was not very familiar with the area, so her younger brother specifically told her before we started off, make sure you follow me, you follow where I'm going
to go. I'm
just going to be in the car in front of you, so just follow the car in front of you. So then they started off. But not long afterwards, the younger brother couldn't find his sister behind him.
咁後來唔知一大段時間先要揾翻佢，原來咧佢轉咗彎喎，我哋直去，咁佢又轉彎。
Ultimately, they met up again, but what happened was that she had made a turn where he had just gone straight.
咁後來問佢點解你要轉彎啫？你問明我，你話跟住我向前行啊嘛。
And so he queried and said, "Why did you turn? We already said that you're going to follow wherever I'm going to go."
咁我唔知啊，我就跟住前面架車，前面架車轉，我咪轉咯。我以為係你啦嘛。
And so she goes, "Well, I don't know. I was just following the car in front. You told me to follow the car in front. Well, I did. The car turned, so I turned. I didn't know that that wasn't your car."
聽姐妹咁樣唔係叫跟啊。
Brothers and sisters, that's not what talk. That is not following.
聽姐妹，我哋跟隨主唔係跟隨某一個人。
Brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord.It is not equated to following someone.
亦都唔係跟隨某一個嘅機構。
It doesn't mean you follow after a particular set of rules.
Yeah. 唔係好似啊嗰架車，架架車都係一樣啦。後邊睇係嘛？你細佬喺邊度啦嘛？咁你要跟佢啊嘛，係嘛
？So all cars look alike, right, from the rear? No, you have to follow your younger brother. She should have just followed along that particular car.
我哋跟隨主係只有去跟隨耶穌基督，唔係其他嘅東西。
When we follow the Lord, we follow Jesus Christ only, not following something else that's like it.
咁你話你我哋點知啊？而家主耶穌又唔喺地上邊。
You might ask, well, how do we know? It's not like Jesus Christ was here on earth or something.
聽姐妹，呢本聖經話俾我哋聽。
Brothers and sisters, this book, this is the Bible. This tells us
主耶穌有佢嘅道路。
That Jesus Christ has His way.
只要我哋從神嘅話嘅裏邊，我哋睇見。
If only we would be able to see it when we look into His words.
神會指示我哋。
Then God will direct us.
我好中意介紹啲朋友弟兄姊妹嚟讀約翰福音。
I encourage brothers and sisters to read through the Gospel of John.
因為約翰福音佢一開頭嘅時候
，because from the very beginning of the Gospel of John,
我哋知道嗰度有一個人叫做施浸約翰。
We know that there is a individual.
感謝主，我哋又有機會喺主嘅面前嚟相聚。
Thank the Lord, He provides us another opportunity to come.To meet with him.
呢啲日子一直同弟兄姊妹用一件事呢个嚟做题目。
In these last days, I've had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters with the theme of one thing.
所以今早我仍然在这个题目上面和弟兄姊妹继续的交通。
So this morning, I would like to continue along that track of thinking.
我们看一段的圣经。
So let's turn to a scriptural passage.
在马可福音第10章。
Recording the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10.
由17節開始啦，我哋以往已經係讀過嘅，不過我哋今朝早繼續由第17節開始，馬可福音第10章17節開始。
We've read through this particular passage before, but we will once again come to it this morning. We will begin with verse 17.
17節，請聽我讀。耶穌出來行路的時候，有一個人跑來跪在他面前。 问他说：良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？ 耶稣对他说：你为什么称我是良善的？ 除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。 诫命你是晓得的， 不可杀人， 不可奸淫， 不可偷盗， 不可作假见证， 不可亏负人， 当孝敬父母。 他对耶稣说：夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说：你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了。
Please listen as I read through this passage, beginning with verse 17. And as he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and began asking him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, and honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up." And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But at these words, his face fell, and he went away grieved, for he was one who owned much property.
我想大家再留意21節，那裡說耶穌看著他就愛他，對他說：你還缺少一件去變賣你所有的，分給窮人，就必有財寶在天上。你還要來跟從我。
I would like to draw brothers and sisters' attention to verse 21. It reads there, "And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, 'One thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.'"
好，我们再看马太福音第16章。
Let us now turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第16章的第24节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
因为刚才马可福音那里说，你还要来跟从我。
In the Gospel of Mark, the passage we just read, the last line of that verse, it says, "Come, follow me."
马太福音就讲给我们听，跟随主是什么事情。
Now, in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, now it tells us what it actually means to come, follow after Jesus.
他说有人要跟从我。 就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Verse 24, it says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'"
好，我们今天读圣经又读这么多，是吗？
This is the end of our scriptural reading for today.
我们再一次低头祈祷。
Let us come together in prayer.
主耶稣，多谢你。
Jesus Christ, we thank you.
多謝你, 讓我們早上來到你自己的面前。
We thank you that you allow us to come before your presence this morning.
求主用你的話繼續來引導我們。
May you continue to draw us to you through your words.
主啊,願意你將你的話語放在我們的心中。
We ask that you place these words into our hearts.
讓我們這個人因著你而可以起變化。
And that's because of you that we are able then to change.
求主引導我們。
May you lead us.
奉主耶穌的名祈禱。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 剛才我們所讀的那段經文,
In the passage that we just read,
在馬可福音裡面的,我們不單止是今次我們讀過,我們早一輪,我們都看過的。
The passage recorded in the Gospel of Mark is a passage that we've read before, in the passage that we just finished reading today.
講到有一個人來到耶穌的面前,來問主耶穌關於怎樣去承受永生的事。
And it tells us of an individual who comes running to the Lord to ask how he might be able to inherit eternal life.
當主耶穌跟他一路交通的時候,
and as the Lord conversed and fellowshiped with him,
發覺他是真的懂得律法的。
The Lord realized that this was an individual that knew the law.
他有守過律法的。
And that he kept the law.
於是主就跟他講,
and that's therefore Jesus said to him,
雖然你守了很多的律法,
although you have kept many commandments,
主說還差一件,
but there is one thing that you lack.
還差一件,
there's just one more thing which you lack.
而主耶穌所說的這個一件事有兩方面來看,
but this one thing that the Lord was referring to has two distinct areas.
第一點就是說你要變賣你的所有。
The first was for him to sell all that he possessed.
這樣之後呢,你就有財寶在天上面了。Because
in doing so, he is able to store up treasures in heaven.
原來當人的心思不在地上的時候,
so any individual, when their heart no longer is focused on this earth,
或者說人的心思不被地上的所有的好處來牽累著的時候,
to put it another way, whenever any individual is no longer bound or tied down by the goodness of this world,
而他的心是要转向神,
and that individual's heart is turned towards God,
那他在天上就有财宝为他来预备,
then this individual will have treasures stored in heaven.
意思就是说,属地的事情,你
In other words, if you no longer are tainted by the things of this world, you now have investment in the things of heaven. This is one aspect.
另外,那方面,
there is a second aspect.
主所提过,他所缺的那一件,
the second aspect to what Jesus said was lacking in this young man.
就是还要来,
and that is, come, follow me.
这个是积极的那一方面的跟随。
Now, this is a proactive perspective.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,你一定要知道,这个是讲到跟随主,并不是讲到跟随任何的制度。
But brothers and sisters, make clear that this is referring to following Jesus Christ, not referring to following some sort of legalistic system.
或者机构,
or a particular organization,
或者是教条, 或者是宗派,
or a particular type of teaching, or a particular religion.
甚至乎主耶稣在这里没有说到说你要跟随基督教,
even to the point, we have to understand, the Lord here does not say we have to follow Christianity.
这是说到要跟从主耶稣,
but rather is very specific to say follow me, referring to Jesus Christ.
跟随主在希腊文里面又是用两个字来拼在一起的。
Now, in the original text, this particular phrase is made up by two particular words.
一个是联合,
one is means to be united with or associated with.
一个是一条路,
the other refers to meaning one path.
後起上來就話同一條路。
So we put all together in the original text, it means that we are united or put together along one singular path.
所以跟隨主即係走同一條路。
So following the Lord means that we are traveling along one singular path.
主耶穌話你要來跟隨我。
The Lord says, come follow me.
就話你嚟同我走一同一條嘅路。
That means, come along and let us walk together along this path.
你來跟隨我。
Come follow me.
我行呢度你就行呢度。
If I walk this way, you walk this way.
我點樣走你就點樣走。
In whatever manner or fashion I walk, you walk in a similar fashion or manner.
我向某一個方向你就向某一個方向。
If I'm heading towards a particular direction, you too head towards that direction.
咁樣叫做跟隨主。
And this is what is meant by following the Lord.
有一個姊妹我哋認識，有一次去San Jose食嘢定咩，我唔記得咗係咩事情。
I remember there was one particular sister, and one time, she was, I think, traveling to San Jose, possibly to find a restaurant of some sort.
咁佢又揸住一架車，我同另外一個弟兄係佢細佬嚟嘅，咁亦揸住一架車。
And so she was in one car, she was a driver in one car. I was in another car, and I was with her younger brother.
咁因為佢唔係幾識路，所以佢細佬就話：嗱，你跟住我啦，我喺前面。
Now, she was not very familiar with the area, so her younger brother specifically told her before we started off, make sure you follow me, you follow where I'm
going to go. I'm just going
to be in the car in front of you, so just follow the car in front of
you. So
then they started off. But not long afterwards, the younger brother couldn't find his sister behind him.
後來不知道一大段時間才要找回他，原來呢他轉了彎，我們直去，那他又轉彎。
Ultimately they met up again, but what happened was that she had made a turn where he had just gone straight.
後來問他，為什麼你轉彎，你不明白，你說跟著我向前行嘛。
And so he queried and said, why did you turn? We already said that you're going to follow wherever I'm going to go.
咁我唔知啊，我就跟住前面架車，前面架車轉，我咪轉咯。我以為係你啦嘛。
And so she goes, well, I don't know. I was just following the car in front. You told me to follow the car in front. Well, I did. The car turned, so I turned. I didn't know that that wasn't your car.
聽姐妹咁樣唔係叫跟啊。
Brothers and sisters, that's not what that is not following.
聽姐妹，我哋跟隨主唔係跟隨某一個人。
Brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord.It is not equated to following someone.
亦都唔係跟隨某一個嘅機構。
It doesn't mean you follow after a particular set of rules.
Yeah. 唔係好似啊嗰架車，架架車都係一樣啦。後邊睇係嘛？嗰、那個你細佬喺邊度啦嘛？咁你要跟佢啊嘛，係嘛
？So all cars look alike, right? From the rear, no. You have to follow your younger brother. She should have just followed along that particular car.
我哋跟隨主係只有係跟隨耶穌基督，唔係其他嘅東西。
When we follow the Lord, we follow Jesus Christ only, not following something else that's like it.
咁你話你我哋點知啊？而家主耶穌又唔喺地上邊。
You might ask, well, how do we know? It's not like Jesus Christ was here on earth or something.
聽姐妹，呢本聖經話俾我哋聽。
Brothers and sisters, this book, this is the Bible. This tells us
主耶穌有佢嘅道路。
That Jesus Christ has His way.
只要我哋從神嘅話嘅裏邊，我哋睇見。
If only we would be able to see it when we look into His words.
神會指示我哋。
Then God will direct us.
我好中意介紹啲朋友弟兄姊妹嚟讀約翰福音。
I encourage brothers and sisters to read through the Gospel of John.
因為約翰福音佢一開頭嘅時候。
Because from the very beginning of the Gospel of John,
我們知道那裡有一個人叫做施浸約翰。
We know that there is an individual,